You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It might be a new week, but we like our consistency. And in keeping with that consistency, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the week, or throughout the day rather. I'm joined on the line by Makwe Masilela, who's a Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, to take a look at the developments throughout the day. Dr. Masilela, good evening. Lovely to speak to you as always. Markets kind of not doing much today. Very unimpressive.
Definitely an after evening to you and to the listeners. But our international peers seems to be doing okay. I mean, it's only us who ended more or less flat. And I think the fact that we've been seeing our resources going down, I mean, that had a negative impact on us. Our industrials were flat. You know, only financials were doing okay, up 0.6%. But Jimmy, I think the issue here is all this data that has been coming through now lately, we've seen some recession fears emerging again, and risk on momentum in stocks are coming to mounting worries that growth is set to cracks. But seemingly it's no longer the case if you look what is happening with the international picture. And yes, China's economy picture is worsening with deflation risk rising. And we all expect that the U.S. to reduce interest rates, inflation calls, labor market slows. But Jimmy, the big question is now whether a small rate cut would be enough to keep the U.S. economy in expansion mode. We expect the ECB to cut come this Thursday. Investors continue to wait for the U.S. inflation data. I think it will be released on Wednesday to gauge the size of an expected rate cut. And markets, I think, internationally is because this renewed wave of deep buying revived a rebound when it comes to stocks after that sell-off that was triggered by economic concerns. So basically, people are buying the dips, and unfortunately, with us back home here, we're doing okay at some point. I mean, around 4:30 or so, we're just in the positive nicely. So it's only the last 30 minutes of our trading that we've seen losing some of the ground. I mean, around 4:30, I think we're up around 0.6%.
Marco, when we look at the conversation around the potential for a recession, how tricky is it getting now to balance between a recessionary kind of planning environment and a soft landing kind of environment? Is there a significant difference between the two, and which ones are markets leaning more towards at this point?
I think we have to be clear. There's a book definition of those things, but reality tells us something else. Mm. Yes, we're expecting soft landing, but to avoid a recession, markets are happy to say, okay, maybe the guys have to come with a supersized cut when it comes to interest rates, because they strongly believe that the U.S. have been behind the curve already. Canada, Switzerland, European Central Bank have started cutting interest rates. So not to reverse the case that they've made so far, they might as well move much faster. Jimmy, there's been this whole thing that we trusted for years, the inversion of the yield curve, signaling that recession might be coming. That has been trusted for years. The minute you see, you know, the longer-term bonds, you know, the yields thereof being lower than the shorter-term bonds, because ordinarily, if you keep your money much longer, because of the risk, you'll expect a higher return. But if you keep it shorter, the returns don't have to be that great. But if you see the opposite happening, that for years has been an indication of a possible recession. Jimmy, that has been expected since 2022, and it has not materialized as yet. Hence, I'm saying there is this book definition and this reality. And soft landing as well, we might be ahead of ourselves, because so far people continue to show some resistance, continue to borrow money, continue to buy stuff. You know, the cheap money that we've been getting from Japan has managed to help a lot of things going around. And hence, we were worried when we seen that reversal of that carry trade. My point here is anything is possible now lately.
Anything is possible, and markets are certainly trying to price as much of that in as possible. Makwe, when we look at some local developments, the likes of AVI gave us numbers today. Was there anything interesting there that's piqued your interest?
Yeah, Headline earnings per share up 24%, pleasing performance in a challenging environment because of the constrained consumer demand, increasing competition, and thus in all their categories, unreliable municipality infrastructure impacting manufacturing site, I&J impacted by poor cash rates and constrained abalone markets, and the weaker rent and rising raw material costs also having an impact and direct cost of load shedding of almost 33.2 million, but the price increases in all categories managed to offset the cost increase pressures.
Margaret, let's look at Capitec. They had interesting day today. Not much happened by way of announcements from Capitec, but the share price hit 52-week highs, and we actually touched 3,000 Rand a share for the first time ever.
Yeah, you know, they just told us that they expect their group headline earnings per share to go up by 37% because they've seen the credit losses improving as the guys continue to tighten their lending criteria. And we've seen the net transaction and commission income, including value-added services, continue to contribute to strong growth in non-lending income. So I think markets are happy because of those expectations.
Marco, what are your expectations for the rest of the week? This is a big week considering it's the week before interest rate decisions are set to take place in the US and in South Africa. What are your expectations around what we could potentially see with regards to portfolio adjustments or traders perhaps moving around some of their positions? What are you thinking?
I think after the Wednesday consumer inflation from the US, then we'll see a lot of repositioning. That's if those numbers don't confirm what markets are already expecting, because so far we expect that definitely we will get a 25 basis point, cut from the US. But now should markets start expecting something else, then definitely that will affect the positioning. But I think, Jimmy, most of the things have been factored in into our portfolios, because as with rate cuts as an example, it's no longer a question of whether it's going to happen or not. It's a question of the size.
What happens if we go into next week and that size is less than impressive? The size is 25 basis points and the market was perhaps hoping for a 50 basis points. Is it going to be a significant movement, or is it going to cause a significant concern within the market, or is it too early to tell at this stage?
Definitely, it will be a disappointment, but fortunately for most market participants, at least for those that I know of, are expecting a 25 basis points, which is a cautionary way of doing things, and should it be much better, then that's a bonus for them. But most guys are starting to expect around 25 basis points.
And what are we expecting from our side on the local front? We have our rates decision, I think it's the very next day after the US.
They have to follow suit in a way. Our inflation, Jimmy, is sitting at 4.6%. Our inflation target is 36.9%. But the guys are happy when inflation expectations are anchored around 4.5%. They've been worried about load shedding. Load shedding seems to have been sorted. The economy is starting to pick momentum. And to maintain that interest rate differential between the US dollar and the rent, I think they also have to follow suit and make sure that they cut interest rates as well.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out. We'll be keenly looking forward to that data on Wednesday, and we'll certainly catch up once the data has come out. Thank you, Makwe, as always, for the time and for the insights. Makwe Maselela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, on the week's expectations and what's been moving the markets today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.